Air pollution is just as dangerous as coronavirus, claims UK lockdown architect. By Kurt Zindelka on December 9, 2022. The British public needs to change their behaviour in order to reduce air pollution because it is as dangerous as the coronavirus, England's Fauci equivalent has zero said. Dr. Chris Whitty, who led the government's response during the Chinese coronavirus crisis along similar lines to Anthony Fauci in America, has warned that air pollution is as big of a health risk to the public as the virus, the Daily Mail reported. You have no choice about the air you breathe, when you go outside, when you walk down the road, when you go into public buildings, or come back to, and therefore it's quite important that the government takes it seriously, and it has done so, England's chief medical officer said in his annual report. Whitty seemed keen on once again mobilizing members of the public to shame those who refuse to comply with the government's agenda, calling on people to confront people who idle their cars or use wood-burning stoves. I think we should make really clear to people the downsides of doing this, that they are actually causing significant problems, potentially to vulnerable people, and I think almost every parent would consider someone who is idling a car outside their child's school to be an incredibly antisocial person to have around, he said. I think this should be about people saying and having the courage to say, look, please don't do this, Whitty added. Though the report admitted that air quality has improved significantly since the 1980s, it still claimed that air pollution caused between 26,000 to 38,000 deaths per year, though it did not elaborate on how much those lives were shortened. The report said that in order to reduce this impact, there will need to be vast changes made by the public to their usual habits concerning energy. Behavioral change will be important in delivering greater progress on air pollution, and the values which government and businesses are held to will influence decisions, actions, and how environmental performance is considered in their success measures. Ultimately, these societal factors may be the most important driver for change and determining how much progress can be delivered, it stated. The work to mold people's minds into adopting the government line has reportedly already begun, with the government's Behavioral Insights Team, BIT, unofficially referred to as the Nudge Unit, being tasked to develop psychological means of persuading the public to fall in line with the green agenda. Some of the suggested changes from Whitty included the reduction of wood-fire stoves, moving towards the use of electric cars, and having farmers inject a slurry into the soil to prevent the spread of ammonia into the air. The expansion of Professor Whitty's remit as chief medical officer to include environmental issues falls in line with his main partner during the Chinese coronavirus crisis, Sir Patrick Vallance, the government's chief scientific advisor, who called for people to reduce traveling and meat consumption in order to save the planet. In an interview with Breitbart London, Baroness Claire Fox of the House of Lords predicted last year, I think you can expect to see a whole range of issues being dressed up as public health issues, and I've even noticed that climate change has been posed as a public health risk rather than the green ideology. If a government realizes that when public health is deployed as the specter to frighten people, then actually they can accumulate a lot of power for themselves without too much opposition. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.